Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Biden campaigns focus on Florida. We have the story.
Wichita schools will hold a special meeting to discuss the rapid increase of COVID-19 cases in the county. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It looks like we're going to end the month of October with just over 2 inches of rain in Wichita, because starting today, we're back in a dry stretch of weather that may last into much of next week. Our complete forecast is on the way.
Police are investigating a fatal shooting just west of downtown Wichita, apparently near the Keeper of the Plains. Around 2:15 this morning, first responders were called to the Villa Del Mar apartments in the 500 block of North Nims. They found a shooting victim pronounced dead at the scene at 2:40. Police have been interviewing possible witnesses, and they reportedly have at least one person of interest in this case. Polls indicate a tight race between Joe Biden and President Trump in Florida.
Half of the state's registered voters have already cast their ballots, and Joe Biden's two stops came in counties that Hillary Clinton won in 2016, more of an effort to mobilize his reliable base versus flip counties that went for Trump in 2016. Biden's got a razor-thin advantage in the Real Clear Politics average, and early voting data shows it's going to be a nail-biter. In Broward County, home to the key voting block of around 310,000 mostly black voters, black voter turnout was at 45%, according to the Miami Herald, and 4 years ago, 57% of eligible black voters cast their ballots early or by mail.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting. Both Trump and Joe Biden campaigned in Florida Thursday. The Wichita Board of Education will hold a special meeting this afternoon.
Board President Cheryl Logan requested the meeting to discuss the rapid increase of coronavirus cases in Sedgwick County. As of noon Thursday, Sedgwick County is reporting 182 new cases, bringing the county's total to 11,527. USD 259 could go to online learning for all students if Sedgwick County exceeds a 15% positivity rate. At last check, the county was close to 13%. The meeting will be held at 4:30 p.m. in the North High Lecture Hall. KNSS will cover the meeting and will provide updates both on air and online at knssradio.com. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita police say there has been a nearly 200% increase in suicides compared to last year. Police say so far this year there have been 70 suicides in Wichita. And police officer Paul Cruz says the latest numbers are alarming.
This is something that, you know, we care about our community. And so I think the most important thing and that we as a department, as a community can do is raise the awareness of suicide.
Officers say they think isolation because of the pandemic, job loss, and financial struggles are playing a role in the increase of suicides. If you or someone you know needs help, call the ComCare hotline, 316-660-7500. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says some county leaders have indicated they may be changing their minds about not implementing mask mandates. Kelly says her administration is willing to work with them and make allowances in any statewide mask mandate.
Hear what they have to say. You know, is there a way that they can put a mask mandate in that works for them? You know, there are a number of mask mandates across the state right now that, you know, either counties modified mine somewhat or cities have imposed mask mandates.
The attorney for the family of a man shot and killed by Philadelphia police says they are not demanding the officers be charged.
Walter Wallace Jr.'s family says they called for help three times Monday that the 27-year-old had bipolar disorder. But when police arrived, video shows they opened fire after he came out of the house holding a knife. Family attorney Shaka Johnson says he reviewed body camera footage and heard an officer say, shoot him, after Wallace would not drop the knife. But Johnson says they are not asking for the officers to be charged because he says the officers did not have less than lethal force to use.
They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job.
A curfew implemented by the mayor after violent protests earlier this week was not in place for Thursday night. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock, just a few minutes away from our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's coming up. Also, is the city of Wichita prepared for nasty weather this winter? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. The president of Oklahoma's largest utility service says an ice storm that struck the state this week is among the worst ever to affect the system. Sean Troschke of OGE Energy Corp. says the storm affected more than 500,000 of the company's more than 858,000 customers, and some may remain without power for another week. The storm that struck Oklahoma Monday led Governor Kevin Stitt to declare a state of emergency in 47 of the state's 77 counties. Is the city of Wichita prepared for nasty weather this winter? City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News the public works crews are ready to deal with icy streets.
We have plenty of salt, and we do joint purchases of salt and salt storage with some other communities, and so that's not an issue, but we try to pre-treat so that when the storm first hits, there's going to be enough melt. And then it's a matter of just staying on the primary routes and secondary routes as much as we can.
Robert Layton, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Well, you won't find guns in Walmart sporting goods sections for a while.
Walmart officials say rising tensions across the country have prompted the company to remove guns and ammunition from displays at U.S. stores. The company says the move is designed to protect customers and employees in the wake of recent isolated civil unrest. The company has pulled weapons and ammo from stores for brief periods of time in the past. The Wall Street Journal reporting guns will still be available for sale upon request. About half the stores operated by the Bensonville, Arkansas company sell firearms and ammunition. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted.
This morning, the traffic volume starting to thin out in some places, so things looking a little bit better out there on the roadways. And, of course, the conditions this morning have been fairly good as far as traffic conditions are concerned. Gasoline prices in the Wichita area, fairly static, still around $1.91 a gallon on average, but a lot of variance in that. I've seen the lowest price, $1.83, 21st Street North in Amadon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning we have a clear sky in Wichita with a chilly start to our day, but we are going to warm up nicely compared to where we were earlier this week. Sunny and 62 for the high this afternoon. Clear and breezy, not as cold tonight. Our low 42 and windy on Halloween with a high 61. A cold front moves through, low to mid 50s Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 34 degrees, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:12, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward with us back this week. The COVID comeback kid is with us this morning, right, Ted?
And, here I am.
We're going to have, let's see, a couple of things. A full moon for Halloween tomorrow night.
Nice.
Oh, sounds great, doesn't it? And clocks, we're going to turn back the clocks this weekend. Fall back, right?
Get an extra hour on Sunday.
Extra hour, yeah. An extra hour of 2020, just what we wanted, Ted.
Yeah, great. Oh,
and I got to tell you, last night we did eat Shelley's leftover chili, three bowls, and we did have Fritos last night. We had we didn't have
it to the next level.
Didn't have Fritos the night before, so you know, we got football coming up this weekend. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs in action, hosting the New York Jets, and odds are the Chiefs are favored pretty heavily in this one, right, Ted?
19.5, which for an NFL game is almost unheard of.
And anything can happen. We'll find out with
Mitch. Yeah, you know, a couple turnovers, things might turn out. You never know.
Okay.
But, you know, on paper, this is a huge Mitch match.
All right. I'll give you a quick dumb guy story here. Man, Florida man recovering from surgery after being mauled by a black leopard. The man paid $150 to have a full contact experience with the big cat. He was allowed to play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures with it, and then something happened.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Incident happened in a licensed animal sanctuary for endangered animals.
You never know.
The owner of the sanctuary charged for allowing full contact with a dangerous animal and cited for keeping captive wildlife in an unsafe environment. Man was attacked, had to have surgery after severe injuries, including to the scalp and ears. It reminds me of the time my late mother-in-law's Chihuahua, Tony, attacked me. It was almost that bad.
That still has you terrified.
I'm traumatized. All right, here it is, Halloween Eve, 8:14. And, Ted, our good friend Mitch Holt is with us this morning, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I understand this is his favorite movie, music. good morning, Mitch.
Killing me this. Oh, man, you're killing me with that song. That movie's the creepiest. I have images of chihuahuas dropping out of the sky.
Yeah.
You know,
pea soup.
Winged chihuahuas.
Pea soup, yeah.
Attacking.
By the way, do you know I interviewed that young lady who was in The Exorcist one time. What was her name?
Linda Blair.
Yeah. Hey, say hello to the COVID comeback kid. Ted Woodward's with us this morning. How about
what?
That?
Bingo. Welcome back, Theodore. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mitch. You know, when I last chatted with you on our preseason finale, little did I know what the next 2 months would hold in store.
Wow. And not us being 6-1 at this point. so we're just, you know, tons of prayers going up. We were getting I was getting the smoke signals sent to me from Steve and others, but you're loved and respected, and I know a lot of folks are happier back in the co-pilot seat there.
Well, Greg
Reno was so excited. yeah. I told him, I said, I think Ted's back on. I texted him this morning. He says, you know what he's going to do is have Kelly, his wife, who does the chores, put an extra big round bale out there for the cattle, and then he was going to have an extra cup of coffee this morning just for you. So
celebrate.
He's happy that you're back.
Yeah, celebrate. There you go.
Love it. Love it. Hey, the Chiefs head into what will be the halfway mark of the season against the New York Jets on Sunday, and the Jets' season has been a nightmare thus far.
I kind of broke out in hives. I do a lot of my research in the evenings after the Chiefs Kingdom show Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday are late nights, and I really broke out into hives a little bit because I thought, gosh, it's the 2012 Chiefs. Looking at the Jets offensively, not so much defensively, but offensively, it took me back to the days before Andy Reid. And I sat back in my chair, and there's a lot of reasons to pray, but not only prayer for petition, but prayer for thanks. And my prayer was, thank you for allowing us to have Andy Reid, because we were the Jets of 2020. The Chiefs of 2012 were that way. Offensively, woeful. If we're sending this offense to parent-teachers conferences, we don't have enough time. Like, we're going to have to just – it's going to take a whole day to go through these grade cards of this group. They're woeful on offense, not so much on defense.
Chiefs coming off a dismantling of the Denver Broncos last week and a whopping favorite again this week. Does the opponent dictate how the Chiefs operate, or are they just kind of focused on what they do?
No, and there's a podcast I put up yesterday with Sean Barber that I'm not trying to promote it. Just go listen to it, because it puts things in perspective, and this will get close to home for you, Ted. The Chiefs are now in three divisions, and we lay all this out in detail. The three divisions, the first one is the obvious one, the AFC West, and the Chiefs are trying to win it for a fifth straight time.
Right.
Have a game and a half lead. All right, that's easy. Okay, but we go into that a little deeper because there's some things there that discuss some more time. Second division is the battle for the bye division. It's now clear at the halfway point, as you put out there, there are four teams in this battle for the one bye that is there for the playoffs. That is the Steelers at undefeated, Titans one loss, the Ravens one loss to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs one loss to the Raiders. That's its own division now to meet by itself. Then there's the third division, and this is where I'm going to be sensitive here, but it's the COVID division.
Yeah.
What team mitigates and handles the COVID? Tampa Bay looks great right now. They're just sailing along, right? They got all these studs, and it looks like, oh, Tom Brady's back and Gronk. All it takes is an outbreak like the Titans had, the Patriots are pretty much done because of it. After Cam Newton tested positive, they're shut down. I mean, they lost us. He was ineffective against the Broncos, and he got pulled last week against the 49ers. Who manages that? Because at any time, that can pop up, and, I mean, you know that all too well, but it can wreck a season. We're seeing high school teams drop now right before the playoffs because of it. So can the Chiefs win the COVID division? And I don't say that flippantly or jokingly.
You had last week special teams, big plays. Wow. Right?
Big plays. And Byron Pringle, the K-Stater, man, as he represented his alma mater well, he does a thousand things to help this team, Steve. He lines up a tight end, wing position, running back. He downs the punt inside the one as the gunner, and then he brings back a kick 102 yards for a touchdown. He has won over the heart of Andy Reid because of all of the stuff he does. That you and I, Steve, talked for weeks about trying to get an explosive play out of the special teams, and it finally came. And so the Broncos looked like they were, you know, had loaded everything up for the Chiefs. And what a perfect setting. The Chiefs had been on the road Monday. They had to go on the road Sunday. That rarely happens in a normal environment. But with COVID, everything's out the window. 1 degree wind chill at kickoff. The field's icy to slow down the speed of the Chiefs. And they still win by 27, and they don't convert a third down. It was a good day.
The Chiefs and the Jets coming up on Sunday at noon. And the pregame coverage will begin with Mitch Holthus and the broadcast crew for the Chiefs Radio Network at 11 a.m. The game will kick off at noon from Arrowhead Stadium. And, of course, it's live right here on your home for the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Chiefs a 19.5-point favorite going into this one against the Jets. And, of course, you've got former Jets running back Le'Veon Bell now on the Chiefs roster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that adds a little spice to this game, and former Jet less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So this is pretty fresh, man. I don't mind telling you. That, and a shout-out to all our Fort Hays State fans listening to us in Wichita, because Nathan Shepard, the pride of Fort Hays State University, is on this team, and a really good defensive lineman. So, yeah, but the Jets aren't very good on offense. Defensively, they got – but they're kind of the mean machine. They got 8 roughing the passer penalties. Greg Williams is their defensive coordinator. You can Google him. So, that's my concern, is keep Mahomes healthy at all costs.
Exactly.
Ted, I don't know if over the past 7 weeks, you haven't had a chance to listen much, but Mitch has been doing something really special in regard to the 50th anniversary of the football plane crash at Wichita State. He's been highlighting some of those players that we lost in their lives. And I know he's got one for us this week, right, Mitch?
Yeah, let me just quickly review. I know we're run out of time, but the first week was the sellout game against Arkansas State. Those guys ran on the field to a sellout crowd. Another week was Gene Robinson, the wide receiver who perished in that crash, who went to Garden City JUCO just like Tyreek Hill and had that the same average per catch. We played the Bells on the actual day on October the 2nd of 2020, 50 years later. Jack Vetter, we remembered before the Raider game because of his work on the defensive line, like a Chris Jones. The Chiefs had switched out at center, going to Daniel Kilgore. Mal Kimmel switched out at center the week prior to the crash. It was his first start, was going to be his first start. And then, of course, he lost his life. And then last week, with number 26, Le'Veon Bell, and also last year, Damian Williams wearing it, running the immortality, number 26 was Marvin Brown, the great sophomore running back from Solomon, Kansas, on that team. So this week, all right, when we think green in Wichita High School football, what do we think of? We're not going to say Mulvane or Bishop Carroll.
Oh.
The powerhouse football program, other than Carroll, that's green in Wichita would be the Derby Panthers.
Derby. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Panthers, baby. Good team. Well, when I think Derby Panthers, with this group, I need to mention Steve Moore, the outstanding linebacker for the Shockers, who was a senior in 1970. Terrific kid. He was just inducted 3 years ago posthumously into the Derby High School Hall of Fame. Steve was a great kid. He was head of FCA, and he lived his Christian faith. It was the biggest part of his life, but he was also a student leader, student council. Really, if you ask the old faculty at Derby High School, they'll speak fondly of Steve Moore. Steve was a feisty linebacker for the Shockers, played some as a sophomore, a little more as a junior, leader of the defense as a senior. What's odd about this story, though, and Steve lost his life on that mountain on October the 2nd, was his summer job right before the 1970 season. And this is where it gets really interesting. Because Steve Moore's summer job, going into his senior year, was working on the Eisenhower Tunnel at Silver Plume, Colorado.
Oh, my goodness.
He lived there that summer, worked with a kid that was playing basketball at Wichita State. Steve loved the mountains, and he had a chance to make some real money working on the Eisenhower Tunnel. And, of course, the crash happened very near the Eisenhower Tunnel. The workers that day in October ran up the mountain. They were the first to be on site to try to help. But that was Steve's summer job, ironically, the summer before he passed.
Wow.
But we remember the Derby Panthers and Steve Moore, the feisty linebacker, wearing the green of Derby, although we don't like the green of the Jets on Sunday.
Fantastic.
We can't bring him back. We can't bring him back, Ted and Steve. We can't bring him back, but we can remember, and not just remember how they perished, we can remember how they lived.
Exactly. Great stuff, and thanks for giving us those memories. Mitch, have a great call on Sunday. We appreciate it, and it's great to talk to you again.
Oh, my word. It is so good to say thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank
you. Awesome. Have a great call. Thanks, Mitch. That's our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. No, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. I beg your pardon, coming up. And he's going to talk about, do you really believe government can provide everything for you free? That's coming up, Steve, at 10 of the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.